Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. We are in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. The time is 10 o'clock a.m. Central Time. Here's your latest update from the latest advisory on Hurricane Ida. We have now still 85 mile per hour winds, so holding at 85. The movement is northwest at 16 miles an hour. We're about 350 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. So the center of the storm down in this region, I want to highlight the mouth of the river. So this is the distance that we're going to go throughout the day and into tonight and tomorrow as we head for the Louisiana coast with the center of the storm. I do want to show you this brand new forecast. This was just issued. Dan Brown on duty getting the information out to everybody with the latest from the aircraft, looking at the latest from satellite. And look at the wind field. That's one thing that I've noticed right there, the wind field expanding somewhat. The tropical storm force wind stretching out. And it looks like about 120, 130 miles away from the center. So important as we go through this process not to just focus on that center. As we go forward, we do expect continuing to intensify with time becoming a major hurricane. We actually are forecasting a Category 4 hurricane, 140 miles per hour at landfall. So just a significant, very damaging, destructive, life-threatening winds associated with the center of the storm right around that eye wall leading up to it as well. So we have that hurricane warning out for a good portion of southeast Louisiana because it's not just that center, it stretches out from the center. Continuing these tropical storm force winds, you can see why if you continue this forecast out, that's why we have those tropical storm warnings on either side of it because of that expansive of wind field. So looking at it with time, slowing down slightly as it makes that turn to the north and then eventually back out to the northeast. So you're going to start seeing some winds, not just on the coast, but inland. We do forecast it still being a hurricane, finally becoming a tropical storm by the time you get into Mississippi. So destructive winds on the coast all the way up to places like Baton Rouge, maybe even getting into portions of southwest Mississippi. Looking at the arrival time, very important to really look at this as well. So we've been talking about it right here, arrival of the tropical storm force winds early tomorrow morning, early Sunday morning around Plaquemines Parish, and then stretching inland pretty close to the New Orleans metropolitan area, Plaquemines Parish, Lafourche Parish around 8 o'clock. So tomorrow morning, starting early morning and then throughout the morning, the spread of those tropical storm force winds. So what's that mean? Well, it's too dangerous to be outside, too dangerous to be driving when those winds get there. You got to wrap things up today. If parish officials tell you you need to leave some of these areas, you got to go. You got to do it now. So now's the time to really wrap things up throughout the day. It's better to do that during the daylight than at nighttime. So get everything done. Get your plans in place and get to a safe place. You have today to be able to do that. Dangerous storm surge, life-threatening storm surge, 10 to 15 feet. Peak storm surge. We run lots of scenarios and look at the potential of a peak here from the mouth of the river over to Morgan City, 10 to 15 feet above ground. That's water up your pant leg. That's a dangerous, life-threatening situation associated with this. 6 to 9 feet, even Vermilion Bay. And look, 7 to 11 feet mouth of the river back to Ocean Springs. Just a significant amount of storm surge. And look at this rain. Life-threatening amount of rain. Anywhere from 10 to 15 in some areas, even 20 inches of rain that you can get in some of these areas. So wrap up things today. If parish or county officials tell you you need to leave these areas, you need to. This has been Ken Graham with the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.